There are normal dates that people go on, but then there are those people that try to get all classy and take somebody to like the opera or a play or the feminine hygiene section at a Walmart.
What?
So classy. Well, today, Amy is on the phone to do a second date update, and I guess she went to a winery on her first date. What's up, Amy? How are you?
Hey, okay.
Yeah, that's a great date idea. Was that yours or his?
It was actually his idea.
Okay. Even better.
Yeah.
All right. Is he like a wine dude or something?
Well, he was, I think, pretending to be a wine dude.
Oh. All right. Yeah. That's the way most people are at wineries. Yeah. Most wine people in general really don't know what they're talking about. I mean, there's a lot to know, but they always just use words like nutty and then feel like they know what they're talking about. Like, this is very nutty.
Ooh,
all of these wines are nutty. Yeah, and earthy. Earthy, and they taste like mud, sort of. What's his name?
Mud.
His name's Colin.
Colin. All right. And how did you meet Colin?
So we met on Tinder, and I had been just meeting guy after guy, and it was just every guy, just at the end of the night, all they wanted to do was hook up. And you know what? I gave it one last shot, and Colin, I don't know, he was different. He wanted to talk and get to know me and
pretend to like wines.
Oh, my God. But seriously, like, listen to that, though. The bar is so low. Like, he actually wanted to talk. Like, that's all it takes.
That's a gentleman.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Like, that's
pretty
it.
Much.
Oh,
so,
man.
So how was the winery with him then?
Oh, my God. It was great. It was fun, you know?
Until he tried to sleep with you right there, and you're like, damn it, I knew it. Another one.
Right there in the middle of the line.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Like, I completely cut loose. Instead of spitting out, I was swallowing the whole time. And
Let's not say that.
What are we talking about? Amy?
Amy, know your audience.
Spitting's also classy.
You guys.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Yes.
Instead of like swishing and sitting in the bucket, I decided to go ahead and like kick loose and drink my wine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the other thing. Sorry.
All right, you guys. All right.
So you were actually drinking the wine. I'm assuming that means you probably got drunk.
I was a little tipsy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little. But I mean, you know what? We were just having such a good time and we were having a good laugh. So.
And was he with you? Was he like on par in terms of drinks?
Well, he was trying to be a little sophisticated and, you know, act like he knew how to like swish the wine around and spit it out appropriately and stuff. But, you know, he started using things like, oh, a vegetative taste and voluptuous flavor. And I was like, okay.
Like. Did you tell him that, like, it was okay? Like, you were already impressed by him? He didn't need to act like he knew everything about wine?
I did. I totally called him out. I was like, look, I kind of know a little bit about wine, and you're full of it. And we actually had a really good laugh about it.
Oh, good.
He was a really good guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool that he was able to admit it. He's like, I just looked up a bunch of V words in the dictionary before we got here, and that's why. It sounds like I know what I'm talking about.
So how did it all end? How did you guys wrap up your date?
So we ended up taking an Uber back to my place, and he was a complete gentleman. He asked the Uber driver to, like, wait for him, and he walked me to the door, and I thought there was going to be a goodnight kiss.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't, but he was really sweet, and I don't know. It just seemed like it was going to lead to more, and then... And then now he's just been a little cold on text, and I'm a little confused.
So you guys have been texting a little bit?
A little bit.
Oh, have you tried asking him out again, straight up?
I have not. Mm-hmm. No.
What do you think? I mean, obviously, you've probably overanalyzed this to death.
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I just got, like, too sloppy and I couldn't judge, like, just how much I'd had to drink. I mean, I don't think I embarrassed myself, but I don't know. I don't know if he was intimidated that I knew more about wine, but he didn't seem like he'd be a judgy guy like that.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think if he was willing to laugh about it when you were joking with him, probably not intimidated. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got hammered, though, because sometimes you meet someone when you're drunk, and then in your mind the next day, you're like, I fell in love. I'm totally in love now.
Well, and it is a winery, so, like, that's part of the expectation. It's not like he's looking for a sober person if his idea is to go to a winery.
Right. It's weird. Like, I finally found someone I connected with, and I thought it was kind of mutual, and then...
If this doesn't work out, are you going to never do online dating again?
I don't think so. I'm done.
Yeah, right. Sure. Like, that's what everybody says. That's what everybody says. You will be back. Trust me. It's the only way people date nowadays. All right. Well, I'm going to play a song, and then we'll come back and then get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.